The views, opinions, and comments expressed by hosts, guests, and callers of this show are not necessarily those of this station, its parent company, Telesouth Media, its staff, management, or advertisers. Content of this broadcast cannot be duplicated or used in any way without the express written consent of Telesouth Media Incorporated.
Well, it's safe to say we probably never met. Even still, if a betting man was I'd bet every single one of us have found ourselves standing in the storms of life, soaking wet, but do not fret. Chin up, my friend, a little bit of rain is not how this thing ends, but sometimes we forget. So if you understand, let me see those hands, 'cause everybody needs a little hope.
Welcome to Hope, program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our show, Hope, and right here from downtown Corinth, a little bit overcast. We'll take it. The weather, the fall weather's coming in, and we love it. And, well, some of us do. For you guys that like summer, sorry it's leaving. And so anyways, we're glad to be here, and our show Hope is simple. We show up every Thursday morning to give the hope of the Lord Jesus Christ to the people who God gives ears to hear it. And we're broken people. We need Jesus. I was listening yesterday. I was sitting in my office with a buddy, and there's a song. Some of you guys that are churchgoers will have heard this song. It's like the chorus goes, "I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour I need thee." And I was telling him how, like, the older I've gotten in the Lord, and I don't know, maybe I'm 35, 36, 37 years in the Lord. Yeah. And I was thinking, like, that song is actually more poignant to me now than it was, you know, 15, 20 years ago. I was just like, and it's like, I kind of know that more now than I've ever known it. And there's a piece of me that wishes I'd have known it when I was, you know, Wesley and Kirby's age. But I'm glad the Lord's taught it to me. So I am glad to be here with you. There's hope in the Lord Jesus Christ and his finished work for his people on Calvary. And he brings that to us every day, and we work around a whole bunch of people who they need to hear that there's hope, because what happens when we get in our mess, and I don't care what version of mess that's in, a lot of us work primarily in kind of the addiction mess, but I don't care if you have a troubled marriage, people come with a troubled marriage and they just want to have hope. They think that they can't recover it. They think they can't turn it around. They think it's gone too far. There's hope.
Amen.
And there's hope in the gospel. There's hope in Christ. Christ is the one who sheds his love abroad in our hearts. Mm-hmm. And what that means is, without using the fancy words, is God dumps a bucket of love in your heart, shows you how much you're loved by him. Then that love you can actually give to your husband and wife, and it'll turn things around, shockingly. And so we're glad that you're here. Wesley's here. Wesley's the director at the Freedom Center. And Kirby's here. And Kirby Nixon is the son-in-law of our beloved Tommy, who has taken the day off because he alleges that he doesn't have a voice. Mm. And we'll take him up on that. And so Kirby is pinch-hitting for him. And we're going to, you know, talk about what God's been doing in Kirby's life. And just the joy, you know, the joy of what I call just the struggle, you know, the struggle of quit, you know, of just wrestling with God. Israel, you know, interestingly enough, God changed his name after he wrestled with him all night to yeah. Israel, which means the one who wrestles with God. And it feels like that's the story of my life. And sometimes, you know, I'll say uncle and have a good season and it'll be wonderful, and sometimes I'm just wrestling. And so we're going to hear some of that firsthand story from our beloved brother Kirby's life. And so Wesley, catch us up on what's going on in the neighborhood. And
yeah, good morning, everyone. I'm glad to be back with you guys this Thursday morning. It's a little dreary, but we're excited about today's show, excited about hearing what the Lord is doing in the life of Kirby, but even more excited about what the Lord has been doing in the life of the Freedom Center. They, you know, she was talking about Kirby's journey, and you'll hear a little more about it, Bobby, later. One of the things that always just lights my fire even more is whenever we see men come to the knowledge of the truth and start to live in that and walk in it, and you see as someone's wrestled with the Lord, as you called it, for a while, you know what it does? It reminds me of me. And it reignites that fire within me, because it makes me realize that, you know what, God's still faithful. We all wrestled with the Lord. We all in and out of the ditch. And we've got guys at the Freedom Center now that may be repeat offenders to the rehab networks, if you would, or just in that cycle of life of back and forth in and out of the ditch. And to you guys, just know and hold on to this. The Lord is faithful.
Yep.
And when the Lord starts something in you, he'll see it through. And it may not been last season. It may not have been the season before. But at some point, that he started will start to bear fruit. And that's what we got going on out at the Freedom Center. We got 12 guys. The Lord has blessed us with 12 guys. We've had a long-term plan to grow the facility. And part of that was adding staff, adding more room, and adding a van. And so we've completed that three-part series there. So we're equipped now with what we feel we need to house these 12 men and care for them appropriately, to love on them appropriately. Obviously, Bobby, that puts a lot on you because you are our biblical counselor. So you got a big caseload just at the Freedom Center, along with what you do over at Crosswind. So I don't know that we tell you that enough, Bob, but we sure are thankful for you, because the Lord blesses us with the way that he uses you at the Freedom Center. But I know all the guys there love you, and we're thankful for you. But all in all, all's well at the Freedom Center. But if you're listening out there and you got somebody that needs some help, we still want to be part of the journey. And that starts at corinthfreedomcenter.com. Go on to our webpage and fill out the application. We do actually have a waiting list at the Freedom Center for the first time. We've got two guys on the wait list. I think we had a third yesterday put in an application that we are starting to touch base with and try to get a plan with him. But if you're somebody who needs help, reach out to us. We work with other programs. We want to be part of the journey. We're not just going to leave you out because we don't have places. We'll get you in somewhere. We'll get you a ride down there. We'll check up on you while you're there. And then we'll also be here when you come back. Living Free is set up as a non-residential side, transition meetings where you come back, be part of a community, a network of people who's been struggling and knows what it's like to struggle and just want to get better. We show up there every Monday and Thursday, men Saturday morning, and open the Word of God and just see what it is the Lord has to say about his people.
I don't remember the stat, Wes, but Tommy said that there, it's a large percentage of guys.
I think 92%.
That won't ever go into a residential center.
Yeah.
That God delivers from their addiction and they will end up learning how to walk in freedom.
Yeah.
And so, but I will tell you this, it doesn't happen by magic, and it doesn't happen without God's people, God's word, and God's spirit.
That's right.
And so what happens is that you've got to come up with a plan of your how that transformation is going to take place in your own heart and mind. God says that we're transformed by the renewing of our mind, but that's not some accidental thing. You need God's word, God's people, and God's spirit. And so by saying, look, I'm struggling with addiction, no matter what version of it that it is in your life, I don't care, you know, whether it's sex addiction or porn or whether it's a drug addiction or whether it's workaholism, I don't care, food addictions, you know, I don't care. If you're struggling with an addiction, you need to come up with a mind-renewing plan. That is, how am I going to hear God's word, receive it, be transformed by it, so that I can be broken free from this trouble? And God does it. God says that if when he grants us repentance, and repentance is a gift that comes from God, which is a change of heart and mind. God has to show my mind something different. But when God grants me that repentance, he says it sets me free from the bondage that my enemy has captured me in and taken me away to do his will. So if your marriage is doing Satan's will, if you're, you know, addicted to life is doing Satan's will, if you're, you know, or your own will, by the way, those are the same. Just wondering, not my will, you know, and you have to come up with a plan. And Living Free, our non-residential program, Monday, Thursday, and Saturday morning, is an extraordinary, and your own local church.
Yeah, for sure.
Your local church, and then a non-residential program, you're going to be beginning a transformation of your mind, a renewal of your mind, which is going to transform you. And so, please get involved with that.
Well, Bobby, one of the things that I talk to the guys about often, and I think if you're looking at a big picture of the struggles that we have out there in the world, living in the world and being attached to the sin that we have that besets us from the Lord, is we put a lot of work into that life.
Yeah.
And when I came back home from the Home of Grace, it was Monday night, it was Tuesday night, it was Wednesday night, and it was Thursday night. I had a break on Friday. I was Saturday morning. I was Sunday morning and evening. You know, I put the type of effort and work into living for the Lord that I did for living for the devil. And that's what it takes, especially early on, is you've got to replace those old habits, those old places, those old things that you've been connected to. And you've got to put something there with some value and something there that's going to pay back into your life and pour back into you. And that's what I did. And that's what folks in the struggle have got to do in some way, shape, or form, because that's what we do at the Freedom Center. We lead with the tip of the spear, the gospel, but what we've done is we've created an environment where they're away from the world most of the time, and then they have good folks around them, where they don't have folks that's trying to take from them or pull them back into the struggle. You know, we don't create that type of environment. We create an environment to succeed and to thrive, and that's what they have to learn to do for themselves as they get out. They got to map on their own application, if you would, of what we do to their own life. And you got to be intentional to do that. And that's what it looks like to folks that don't go to a program. They start to put these non-residential meetings into their life. And that's what I did coming out of a residential meeting. I went right out of a residential into a non-residential.
So back before I knew anything about rehabs, when God saved me back in 1987, here's how it happened. It was simple. My wife drugged me to church. My wife was raised an unbeliever, and we had our kid, and she didn't want her kid being raised. She wanted her kid raised up in church.
Amen.
And so she would. The Lord saved her at some little Awana club when she was like 13-year-old, and she wasn't in a believing household, and so only church she ever got to go to, she had to catch a ride with somebody or watch it on TV, and she wanted her kids raised in the church. And so, you know, I'd be hungover, and she'd take me to church. But guess what would happen when I was at church? I'd hear the gospel. Mm-hmm. And then I'd be hungover, and she'd take me to church. And guess what would happen to church? Right? And God was transforming me by the renewing of my mind. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly, you know, in October of 1987, after she had drugged me for a couple months, you know, and me fussing about it all the time, man, I don't want to go. And I would always say so. I don't want to go to that church again. She said, that's fine. We'll go to the one down the street. She don't care. She didn't care. Yeah. We're going to go somewhere. Hey. And she would just take me to church. That's and cool. I'd be hungover, thrown up on the way. It was bad. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, God said, okay, I'm going to, just like, this is a verse out of 1 Corinthians, by the way. Just like I said, let there be light. Mm. I'm going to say, let there be light to this kid. And everything changed that day. And I'm here today because God kept turning the lights on. And so there's hope for you. Mm. We're got to go to break, and we love our sponsors. Wesley's going to give a shout out to our sponsors. We're going to go to break. We'll talk to Kirby when we flip it.
Yeah, no, we really are just thankful and grateful for our sponsors, Bobby. We couldn't do the show without them. They've been on board for some time now, and we're just glad that that they support the show. We've got Gatlin's Pharmacy over in Tishomingo, Bart and Dawn Doran, big supporters of the show, Crosswind Ministries, Hudson Window Solutions down at Apprentice County, Perry Hudson and his group for all your window needs, Outpost Outdoors up there in Pickwick for UTV and ATV rentals, camping spots, that type of stuff. Wilco Real Estate Group right here in Corinth for all your buying and selling needs. Go by and check out Maria and her group. Nick Bain's Law Office at Bain Bowen Law Office. Nick's been a supporter of the Freedom Center and Living Free, helped us get the board established, the 501. Just thankful for what Nick does inside the courts with our guys. And we wouldn't be what we are without Nick and his support. Daniel Arthur and the local Subways got a new store over on the other side of town here, over by Shiloh Road. Go check that out. Corinth Mattress Furniture Outlet, and that is 3 miles west of High Prices. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Tommy Wilson, Living Free Ministries here in Corinth, Mississippi. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." At Living Free Ministries, we want to help you to understand how to renew your mind through a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to take you out of addiction and take you into peace, promise, and joy. Only Jesus Christ can do that. Check us out, livingfreecorinth.com.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Welcome back, everybody, to our show this morning. We've got Kirby with us. Have you been on our show before, Kirby?
Nope. Really?
No.
Wow. First time. Long time listener, first
shows
time.
Shows where I stand, huh?
There you go. Yeah, well, good point.
Well, hey, speaking of, well, let's introduce. Let him introduce himself.
Yeah, introduce yourself, Kirby.
I'm Kirby Nixon. I was born and raised in Adamsville. Did most of my running over there. Been in Pickwick about the last 10 years, I guess. But I met Tommy, I guess it's been, well, back in 2019. He carried me to the Home of Grace down there in Mississippi and got me to a place where I could get some help, and accidentally or regrettably introduced me to his daughter sometime along there, and we'll be married 2 years in October, and got three babies between us, got one new little girl, be 7 months old tomorrow.
Who so. Says dad that yeah, all
she,
the time.
Yeah, she's real big on
she
that.
She ain't figured out how to say mama yeah, yet, she's, and she's that's a little bit of a family part. Problem.
Yeah,
she's a baby doll.
She'll get there. She'll say it for too long, honey. But no, Tommy's been a blessing to me, and like I said, I was blessed enough to get him as a father-in-law. I never saw that coming. I joked about it the day I met that he introduced me to my wife, that I told my mom I was going to marry her someday, and she said, "Son, let's just get to rehab first." So That's what we did, and the Lord, He's done the rest. You know, it's been a journey for sure. I think it is. It's supposed to be one. But this year, 2024, he's revealed more to me and done more in my life than I ever let him do in the previous 30 years, I guess we could say. But he's good, and there is hope, and it's only there's only hope in one, and that's Christ. I had to learn that, I guess, the hard way, if you will. I tried Kirby's way for a long time, and it never led me to anything good. But
even the one foot in and one foot out way, no, that was kind of the
good.
There was the all in the world way. Then there was like, no, I'll kind of do a little bit of Christian light and see how that works.
Yeah,
you can't turn half the lights on, if you will.
Yeah.
That does not work. It actually, I believe, is worse than being in the dark completely.
Oh, that's good. I agree.
Yeah. It's no good, but
it's that revelation passage, ain't it?
Because you're struggling. You know what I mean? I mean, you're struggling, and you're just constantly under the condemnation of your own foolishness. You know, not condemnation like, you know, that God's given up on you, but it's just like, really?
Yeah.
You know, I'm a fraud. You know, it's like you just constantly are feeling that, you know. And that's a suffering, man,
putting on different faces for different people is rough.
Yeah, tired of wearing the masks.
Yeah, it's just rough. But if you let him take control, you don't have to change clothes. You ain't got to change nothing, you know, just really, I mean.
Good.
He'll do it.
I love that. Yeah, I don't have to put on different masks, and I don't have to change clothes because, like, I'm constant, like a chameleon. I'm just organized, orienting myself to whatever the environment is so that I'll fit in, and I'm such a fraud, you know. And, like, and it's just so draining and yuck, you know.
It's definitely not rewarding.
Yeah.
Well, there's not a lot of peace in that.
No,
there
is no peace.
Well, there you go.
There is no peace in it at all.
And the Lord says that if we'll get it, if we'll feel the weight of that, this is Hebrews 12, by the way, if you want to look at that famous discipline passage. Let me just tell you a real soft and wonderful way to see that passage. If you'll feel the weight of your foolishness and let it train you, then he said the design for that weight, the design for it feeling horrible, and it does, he says, is that it brings about the peaceable fruits of righteousness. Like suddenly there's peace, right? And suddenly I don't have to change clothes, and suddenly I don't have to put masks on everywhere, it is a different deal, ain't it?
Oh, for sure. Like I said, I lived... I'd say 17 years, you know, just really thinking that he was mad at me and just disappointed and really done with me, just because I always knew that, you know, God knew I was a fraud, but nobody else did, you know, and I just, you know, it's misery is the only way I can really put it, because until I fully surrendered, you know, every aspect of my life, it was just a constant circle of, you know, up and down, and, you know, good seasons and bad seasons. And I'm not saying every day now has been perfect, but I can assure you it's
different.
It's my idea of perfect. Yeah. I mean, you know, it may not be, you know, everything.
Well, it's walking in the light, right?
Yeah.
This is what I love about walking in the light. You walking in the light, you're feeling the peace of the light. You're going, he's lighting the path, which is the way. So that all that's happening. But the light's also shining on my foolishness,
right?
But then, because I'm walking in the light, I just can repent of it. You know, I can confess my sins. And that's where that passage is, by the way. It's 1 John 1:7 I was talking about. And it was like, so I can just have it a different way. And this when I surrendered all, it's like when I came to the Lord and said, look, I'm done with the mask. I'm done, you know, take me or leave me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like you said, though, I had this negative, this wrong, sinful, by the way, the devil wants us to believe this view of God, you know, that my father didn't love me because I was screwing up.
Yeah.
And you think about your kids, you radio listeners, and me, and we all have kids.
Yeah.
You think about your kids when they're screwing up. Did you quit loving them?
Nope.
I mean, like, you actually think about them more when they're screwing up. You worry about them all the time when they're screwing up. You know what I mean? And it's like we don't quit loving our kids because they're screwing up, but somehow our enemy has convinced us that the way to get love from God is to clean your act up.
Yeah.
It's like, no. Uh-uh.
We can't clean it up. That's
we can't clean it up enough to merit his love, that's for sure. So we just have to come to believe finally that God is love and that he loves his people, and he ain't waiting for you to clean your act up for to do that. You ain't got to put no mask on for him and all that stuff. And like you said, I knew the one guy I couldn't fool was God. You know what I mean? So I just lived in this misery. And then you're like, all right, God, I ain't got nothing else to put on. I'm tired of it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Isn't that a part of the big picture of it, though, Bobby? Because we are in opposition of God's will for our life and we're living in that sin, the big picture of that is we feel like we're enemies of God.
Pure.
And the Bible says that we're alienated from God in that moment. But that's what also the Bible calls us to look at, the fact that he demonstrated how he loved us. And yet when we were still sinners, Christ died for us, right? Yeah. That verb action of what love looked like is him demonstrating his love. And he shows us what true love looks like. Not the fact that I'm a good person, he loved me. God loved me because I'm his. And man, that changes
everything.
And he has
all these stories about how he leaves the 99 to go out and find my stupid self. And you know what I mean? And like he just sells the whole field so that he can have my stupid self. Mm. You know, my stumbling, bumbling, running from him, masks wearing self. Yeah, and here's the God who's like, yeah, guess what? You know? And it's like Jesus said it in John 6, I ain't losing none of them. Mm-hmm. I'm bringing every one of them with me. I mean, you don't think that I can find my sheep? Yeah. I will find my sheep. And what he just did was he was like, I will find Kirby Dixon. I promise you that.
Yeah.
I mean, he may think he's a tough case. He ain't too tough for God.
That's right. That's right. And you can, I ran from him, you know, for a long time. I actually felt the call in my life at a young boy. I would call it 13, 14 maybe even sooner, you know, that he had great plans for my life. I knew he did, but I really was, I had let the enemy convince me that I had screwed those plans up and that they couldn't be recovered, and that he, I guess, you know, I was trying to limit God in a sense. But I'm here to testify today, like I said, that he can do a lot more than we can fathom, and he will do it, but you got to get out of the way. I had to get out of his way. I mean, I really thought that I could be, you know, I tried to live on a percent scale where, you know, as long as I'm 90% on track, you know, this other 10, surely I'll be all right, you know, but that's not the case. I mean,
and there is a day, and it happened for you, and like, sometimes you can't put your finger on the day, but there is a day when God's love finally breaks through.
Yeah.
And it just shifts everything.
Yeah.
And there's an old song, if you're old enough, I'm an elderly gentleman, so if you're old enough, there's an old song, secular, by the way, so for you uptight church people, you ain't gonna like this either, but it only takes a minute, girl, to fall in love, right?
Yeah.
And this is the thing is that God somehow, like, I don't know what happened. You know, I was like you riding the fence, and in and out, and playing games, and mentally, you know, a Christian, if you will, you know what I mean? And then, but boy, it only took a minute.
Yeah.
And God just, like, showed me himself in a way where the fight was over. There's a great passage in Isaiah 6 where he says, I saw the Lord, and my immediate thought was, woe is me, I'm done for. And that's that whole surrender piece.
Yeah.
You know, I'm dead man walking. And the Lord said, no, I'm here to pick you up. And he goes, by the way, I got some heavy lifting to do. you want to do it? And he said, here I am, send me. And there's something about that God finally, us seeing him, which also makes us see ourselves, which also makes us say, I'm done with me.
Yeah.
I'm undone. That may be that moment of surrender you're talking about, where we can finally see the Lord and his love finally, like, is makes this, there's a song that everybody likes to fight about. There's a line in it that says, like something kissed from heaven or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? And nobody likes that little line in the song. I can't remember, but it's one of Crowder's songs. And, but it is that. There's something that happens where God breaks through by his grace. He has mercy on me. He's, you know, he's done with me fooling around.
Yeah.
The guy in John 9, Bobby. Yeah. He says, I was blind.
He's done. Yeah.
Now I see.
He's done with me. That's right. And then he just like somehow puts that little ET finger on me. You know what I mean? That lights up and everything changes. And that's the grace of God. You know, it's like he could have let me be a fool. I mean, I was a happy fool. And he could have just let me be a fool.
Yeah.
But he just, you know, he was like, no, that's my boy. I'm done with him, stupid stuff. I'm going to put my finger on him. I'm going to change him. And so we're gonna take another pause and do a commercial and say thank you to our sponsors.
Hey, let's give them a phone number. If anybody wants to text us a message here, an encouraging word to Kirby, maybe you got a question on how rough it is being Tommy Wilson's son-in-law or any of the things like that, just shoot us a text message at 662-603-9829. That's 662-603-9829. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Bobby Capps from Crosswind. Crosswind's a ministry that started here in town after Katrina just to help people. We just help people in a lot of different ways. We do group counseling. We do counseling at the rehabs. We do counseling in the prison. We take care of homeless people that come to our community and provide them with connections to people who can house them or get them a bottle of water or some food, whatever they need. And we just try to be here to say that if you're on down and out, we can help, or we can point you to someone who can.
This is Angel Quinn from Crosswind. Crosswind also hosts other opportunities in our community, including after-school tutoring in a local subsidized apartment complex. We partner with Oasis Medical Center and One by One Ministries to mentor and educate new and expectant moms, and we offer a community clothes closet. We're all about equipping volunteers to serve in our community. And we also have The Gathering, which is a weekly worship service on Sunday nights at 5 p.m. If you are in need of help, please contact Crosswind at 662-287-5600 or stop by our office located at 703 Tate Street in Corinth.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Welcome back, everybody, to our... Will this be our last session? We're kind of like pushing around and doing silly things. Today and go a little long.
With the time frame. We got another break.
Okay, one more break. And so we're back with Kirby. And have just been enjoying hearing what God's been doing in his life and have just been giving you hope. If you're out there struggling and tired of changing clothes and tired of putting on masks and trying to fit in and really are, you know, just feeling the weight of that, you know,
my prayer is that God just finally turns the light on and shows you the only way, in a way that you can't say no. Then the game will be over, and then you'll just be his, and you'll be walking with him, and you'll experience the peaceable fruits of righteousness, as it says in the Bible. And so we had a text in the break that said that Kirby was actually Maria's son-in-law, and that we needed to straighten that up or something. And and Kirby said, we ain't got time to talk about what that is.
We did not want to leave her out. I mean, she is very special, to say the least. We love her, and she's great. And
the mamas really do hold the thing together.
Oh yeah,
mama's heart, exactly.
The mamas hold the thing together, and all of us are just beneficiaries. And so that's a fact in our family for sure. And Jackie, I'll ask all my kids who's holding the fort together. It's their mama, that's for sure.
No, but back to business here, Kirby. We you said earlier you went down to the Home of Grace. You came back. You kind of got involved with Tommy's daughter, but you were still living a life that was kind of on the fence, teetering. But you were courting Tommy's daughter. You knew what he stood for, what he represented as far as the life that he lived. You know the wishes he had for his daughter, the husband of his daughter, the family that he wanted them to have. And he's a praying man. You know he's praying for y'all to have a godly marriage and a godly family. What does that look like as you're still out there kind of one foot in, one foot out on the fence? What did that look like trying to marry that role, I guess you would, as the husband of a godly man's daughter, but yet still trying to live out in the, you know, what's the torment like there? The inadequacy that you deal with of thinking, man, she deserves better. Yeah. I mean, you know, us men, we go through a lot of stages of life, and sometimes we're not real quick to talk about that because we don't want to seem vulnerable. We don't want to seem weak. We don't want the appearance of whatever's going on with the struggles that we have. But, you know, there's got to be a lot involved emotionally with that. Yeah. What some buddies that were in and out of the Home of Grace that you were pointing people to go get help because you were like, hey, man, that did help me.
Right.
You know, it wasn't like I went down there and wasted 12 weeks. The Home of Grace was beneficial to my life. So you're steadily pointing people to the Home of Grace, and yet you still got this own struggles. What do you say to those folks? Because there's a lot of folks out there right now that's like, I kind of get where he's at. I'm one foot in, one foot out. I'm not still just living like hell, but I haven't fully surrendered to the calling that God's put on my life, and I haven't crossed over into saying, well, God, I'm just going to do it your way.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to do it our way.
Yeah, it was ugly, you know, to sum it up, you know, in a short word. It wasn't, you know, I wasn't being the husband that I should have been to her. You know, I wasn't putting her where she was supposed to be in my life. And you know, Tommy, he sets a great example of that, you know, with him and Maria. You know, he's been a great role model, if you will, through the whole process. But my advice, like I said, if you're straddling the fence, if you're lukewarm, if you will, or if you're trying to, you know, if you're one way on one day and another way the next day, I would just beg you really to just give that up.
Exhausting.
There's nothing that could explain the joy and peace that I have now versus, you know, the turmoil that I had. And most of it was in my own mind. Mm-hmm. But you know, if you've had struggles in your mind, that's rough. You know, that's not. It's not anything to play with, and there for a while, like I said, I could fake it in front of Tommy. You know, I'd talk one way in front of him and one way when he walked out the door, you know, and do things that I knew were wrong. But I was just – I really – it was like I started dabbling, you know, and I couldn't tell you the certain day it was or whatever, but it was just that dabbling is – it's as dangerous as anything you could ever do in recovery because, you know, you're not, number one, you're called to not be like the world anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you just can't, you know, you can't play with it. You know, it's not a game. It's real life. But I honestly felt the Lord, you know, this was before I even proposed to Olivia, I felt the Lord come to me, and like I said, I was just being a fool, you know, an idiot, if you will. Not every day, but every other day at least, you know. You know, she stuck by me, and I honestly, it was like the Lord come to me just as clear as we're talking now, and just said, Kirby, if you mess this up, and if you let this one get away, you'll never have anything even close to this right here again, you know. And it was just like he told me that clear, and I believe I went to right down the street here to Clausell's the next day, you know, and got the ring, and I said, you know, hey, I'm done doing things I was doing. I still was by no means perfect to her after that, or treated her, you know, like the Word tells me to. But this past year, you know, I've really dug in the Word, and it will tell you how to love your wife and how to treat your wife and with your kids. I got a 4-year-old and 8-year-old boy, and they act like 4 and 8-year-old boys. You know, they will test your faith. You know, or not your faith, but they will test your is all I know.
But sin not.
They're wild little bucks.
They're wild. But they're blessings, and like I said, they drive me to be better every day. All three of the kids and her, like I said, she stuck by me through some things, some foolish stuff that I done that was just, you know, it wasn't hidden from her. I mean, I'd do it right in front of her. You know, I was that arrogant and that,
selfish.
I guess selfish. Yeah. And just, you know, I thought I was in control. You know what I mean? I thought if she, you know, the old sinful me, you know, if she lays me, I'll find another. You know what I mean? But, I mean, it was literally like God come to, you know, the Lord come to me, and he was just like, hey, buddy, I see what you're doing. You know, you can either straighten up and marry this woman, or you're going to lose her, and you won't get nothing close to what you got. And thankfully, that day, I listened to him, you know.
There is a way that seems right to man. Mm. Our way, you know, when we do what's right in our own eyes, that whole thing, the Lord just talks about it all throughout his Word. You know,
it's a lifelong fight.
Yeah. And ultimately, it's just our will, right? It's the will of the natural man. It's the will of the man without God. Mm, he just wants to do his own thing. Mm. Started in the garden, ain't stopped. I mean,
not stopped.
It, Bobby Jack, you know, Bobby and Kirby and, you know, Wesley, we're all the same. We all have this natural desire to go our own way, do our own thing, and God is lighting a different path for us by his grace, and when we're walking with him, when we walk in the Spirit, the Bible says we don't cater to those desires anymore, but it doesn't mean they're not there. But there is some way that God overwhelms us with his love, you know, and he shows us the path so poignantly that we know that there's no other way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when we're walking in that with him, it's like we're, you know, thinking of the passage in Peter when he heals the guy from his lameness, and he said he was walking and leaping and praising God, you know, in Acts. And there is something about walking with the Lord where you're just walking and leaping and praising God. And you're like, man, what in the world? Was I not wanted this more?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Well, I wanted all that foolishness?
I catch myself, you know, here lately, you know, a lot in the last 8 months is, you know, just being like, why in the world did I run from this?
What took so long?
What in the world am I running from?
And I feel like he's
running from peace.
Yeah,
really?
I'm running from everything good and getting everything bad. And I thought I had it all when I had everything bad. Yeah. You know, it's ludicrous to even think about. But he's comforted me in that. You know, I think he was writing the story. I know he was all along.
Absolutely.
I mean,
and he uses our brokenness and all those times of foolishness to really, like, he capitalizes on it all.
Yeah, it's all for his glory.
And he uses it. He said that he's gonna.
Yeah,
I mean, he said that I'm gonna use it. No, I'm teaching you stuff. and buy all that foolishness. Well,
that's it. So, he's writing the story. If we'll give him the pen and trust him, he's a lot better writer than me. No, we had a few text messages during the last break. I wanted to give a shout out here. Anna Grace said she was proud of you. Kirby said, that's my brother, and I'm proud of him. We had one listener send in a message, said, I was listening to your radio show on the way to work. You're a special kind of man, and I'm grateful to know you. Just needed you to know that. And also this one from your dad, Kirby, it said, Wesley, this is Keith, just reminding the parents, all people, never stop praying for your children. No matter what you see, we walk by faith, not by sight. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Remember, it's on God's timing.
Yep.
He said he's a proud dad and he loves you.
All right. Good word. Well, look, we'll take a break. Thank you, sponsors, for taking care of us and making our radio show possible. We'll see you on the other side.
Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
Hey folks, it's Tommy Wilson, Corinth Mattress Furniture Outlet, right here on Highway 72 in Corinth, Mississippi. Man, is it hot. It's summertime, and man, a water slide would set your party up. We have a wide selection for you to pick from at the store. Hot at night sleeping, mattress hot, we can fix you up with a cool technology mattress. Got a hurt back? Come by and try our chiropractor-approved mattress. I can set you up any way. For any of your summer needs, come on over 3 miles west of High Prices for your summertime needs.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Welcome back to our last segment. Well, maybe a little Bible story to summarize Kirby's life has been this moment where Joshua brings the people of Israel, and they've been riding the fence. They're God's people. They're covenanted to him, but they've been riding the fence. They've been playing around with other gods, playing around with foolishness. And God says to them through Joshua, listen, you can play all you want to, but choose today who you're going to serve.
That's it.
Like, you can go ahead and it was Bob Dylan, I think, that said, you got to serve somebody.
Yeah.
It might be the devil or it might be the Lord, but you got to serve somebody.
Not that you got to, you are.
You are serving somebody. No, that's right. That's right.
You don't got it.
And so,
don't feel led. That's happening.
You're serving somebody. Happening. Yeah, it's right. And so the deal is that, and God sometimes just sets that fork in the road
where it's unavoidable.
Right.
Thank you.
And he doesn't let us walk on both sides of the fence anymore. He's just done with it. He is.
Yeah.
And God was done with it with his own people in this passage. And he set the fork in the road that day for them. He goes, look, I'm tired of playing. You know, pick. And, of course, they were God's people. And they were like, no, man, we're going with God. What are you talking about? He's like, all right, well, the playing's over.
Yeah.
Right? And sometimes God lays it out there for us. And that's what he did for you. And by God's grace, he just reached out and, you know, gave you this unavoidable message. And, you know, like even when you were talking about Olivia, you know, it was unavoidable. I'm sorry. Yeah. I was either going to do it or I wasn't. And it was clear as day. And when God said, I'm done with you running, you know, it was unavoidable. And, like, God's just been setting these, like, go, no-goes in front of me, you know.
Isn't it cool to think about, though, about the means by which God uses to save his people?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, if we're sitting here talking, all three of us, you look at Tommy's life, you look at other folks that we know, and it's, there's a commonality right there, and God used these women in our lives to break through to these hard-headed, stubborn men to be like,
what's up with that?
Look, you know, same story. My wife, you know.
I'm going to find I'm sure it says in the Bible somewhere, God's going to use your wife to finally work you over.
And we say this oftentimes to the guys that come through the Freedom Center. It's like, you know, folks that have women at home, man, they have a accountability partner there that's unmatched, somebody that loves them, like, as much as anybody's going to love them, and that goes a long way, somebody that's willing to stand in the fire with them. And it's crucial, that relationship and that accountability and that responsibility, but that love that you feel from your wife is, it's unmatched, really, and it paid a...
I think he made them a little bit better at loving than he did us.
Yeah, that,
you know what
too.
I mean, they,
yeah, remember, he does command the husbands to love their wives, not the other way around. Yeah, I think he kind of presumes they're going to do that.
They're a little more graceful than we are.
Sure. Want to invite you tonight to come to Living Free, and it's right behind Magnolia Funeral Home, and you'll be blessed there at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Show up. The room's full of a whole bunch of people who are in the struggle and in the victories, both. And so we invite you to come tonight. Somebody's going to feed us after it's over, and we're going to have great worship, and it's going to be from the group at the Bridge.
Yeah.
It's going to bring their ministry team, and they have a great recovery ministry over there. Celebrate Recoveries, the material that they use, they're going to be over there. Talking to us about how the Lord is doing work in their lives and giving us a message from him. And so don't miss that tonight. So we of course, invite you to that. Wes?
Yeah, no, we've been thankful to be with you today. Hope that you get to come join us tonight at Living Free at 6 o'clock. Got Mindy McNutt and that Bridge of Hope team going to be with us, sharing just how the Lord is working inside that little church over there in Burnsville and the community there. Thankful for their team. Also, be fed by Dinner Bell. Have a meal afterwards. Come share a meal with us and hear what the Lord is doing. Thankful to have Kirby on today. You'll be seeing and hearing a lot more of Kirby as he leans in more into his faith. But Kirby, I'm proud of you, buddy. I've got a front row seat to watch what the Lord's been doing, and it encourages me. We always close with this passage out of Jude. And we'll see you next show, but it says this on Jude 1:24. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.